Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show from 2000, Darren and I talk about the election day in the U.S., and it was such a privilege to vote for George W. Bush. We discuss the scripture in Proverbs 6:16 and the seven things which the Lord hates: haughty or proud eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. Kay calls in and asks that Darren pray for her nephew's healing. Darren uses great wisdom in telling Kay that he will pray for peace to surround him, as Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is steadfastly focused on you." Darren reiterates that because her nephew has chosen to trust in the doctors, two surgeries and chemotherapy, that he needs to get his house in order and not to get discouraged in the battle, but be strong. And he quotes Luke 10:19. Now let's join the program already in progress.
You know, I've been praying prayers like to bind voter fraud. I've been praying all kinds. I prayed more for this election probably than all the rest of the elections that I've been a part of, the years that I voted. I've just been asking the Lord to really protect righteousness, and that righteousness would prevail. And I was thinking the other day, they said one of the most, in fact, I was reading a book, it said one of the most important things happened was when the Berlin Wall came down. I believe this election, not only for our country, but for the world, has such great implications. I don't know if I'd put it up there with the Berlin Wall coming down, but I might. I believe this is so important for we Christians to get out there and vote. And folks, we're voting here on life and death issues, certainly on people that support and practice the abortion. I want to see them out of office. People that are against that, I want to see them in office. And I believe that we have a great country here, but boy, things have been slipping and sliding, and we need to rectify that in a hurry. And we praying Christians can make such a difference as we pray for our nation and vote our moral consciences today in the booth.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Even watching Billy Graham on television, he said, "I've never endorsed a president as such, but," he says, "in this one, I've come closer than any other time." And he had spent some time with George W. Bush on Sunday. And I believe he had told us, in a way, who he was for. But as I was reading Proverbs 6 today, Darren, I came upon verse 16. "There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven which are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue." And that's one thing you were speaking the other day about, honesty. The world, they'll let you get by with a lot of stuff, but I believe dishonesty or lying is one of the things that they won't allow.
That's still something they hang on to. You know, they'll talk about so-and-so running around so-and-so's wife, you know, and they kind of look the other way, and they shouldn't, but they have. In our culture, it seems like a lot of things have been broken down, but they still don't want you to lie to them.
Mm-hmm.
They still don't want you to do that.
Yes. So here, God hates the haughty eyes, the lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. And we know there have been many hands that have shed the innocent blood of the living child inside a womb. And they have taken it by force. And I believe that today can end some of that and begin a new trend towards totally doing away with abortion. I know this, it may not begin with totally doing away with abortion, Darren, but we're going to take steps towards that. Praise God.
Well, one of the things that this abortion thing has done is it brings a curse on a country.
Yes.
And I hate it that part of the tax dollars that I pay for some of these abortions. And yet, by law, I can't stop that. But I'm hoping in the voting booth today to get that turned around. And I'm thinking about this one ad that's on that talks about, and it's put on one of these right to life deals. And it says, you know, and they talk about it. When the baby full term is delivered and they puncture the back of its head and suck out its brains. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what that does? Is that keeps that baby from crying in the operating or in the delivery room, so they don't have to hear it cry. Well, I saw Star and Lance and Monty, my three out of our five born, and I just can't imagine the horrendous things that happened there to take a little baby's life. Well, we would need to get that turned around, not just because we happen to be on one side of the political hour or another. We're trying to go with God. That little baby is made in the image and likeness of God. We just can't take that life and shed that blood. That brings a curse on our nation. We got to get that stopped, folks.
That's foolishness, utter foolishness.
And I believe, Barb, excuse me, but I believe some of these weather tragedies that we've had in our country are judgment of God because of this abortion thing. I mean, we can't just think, well, you know, man, that's terrible. I wish they wouldn't do that.
Well,
I can't just take that kind of an attitude.
I believe, really, God doesn't have to do anything. I believe when we commit evil and wickedness, we have given ourselves over into the kingdom of darkness, and it just has its way. The kingdom of darkness just has its way with everything. And we know that Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And so he'll do everything in his power to make this planet a desolation. He really will. And we've seen some of that. It goes on in Proverbs 6 here, after the hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans. People that are always plotting and planning, usually in the darkness, but schemes and things that are undermining truth and honesty and integrity. Feet that run rapidly to evil. A false witness who utters lies. And one who spreads strife among his brothers. A lot of these points, Darren, have to do with the mouth, have to do with the tongue, have to do with what people say. And I believe when we see somebody spreading strife, spreading policies that cause strife, then we're seeing a person that God hates.
Well, I believe that. Well, let's talk to Marla here on line one. Hello, Marla.
Hi, Darren.
How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear us?
Yes. I'm on a cell phone. Jeff said he couldn't hear me very well.
Oh, well, we'll pray for Jeff's hearing. He's been overworked. He's tired.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, bless his heart.
I'm calling to see if you guys could pray for me. I'm starting a new business.
Sure. Love to pray for new business startups.
And I'm a little nervous.
Okay, that's going to work in your favor.
Because it starts the adrenaline pumping.
The juice is going.
Yes, it does.
What kind of business?
Well, I'm going to start an organizing and packing service.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just kind of see how it goes and where it takes me. Right now I have a cleaning service.
All right.
I've been having a lot of problems with my joints and stuff, so I thought that would be a little bit easier on my body.
Now, what is an organizing packing service?
Well, what
I mean, I need to get organized, so talk to me.
Is go into people's homes or businesses and organize whatever it is they need organized. If there's a mom who's overwhelmed with her closets and her cupboards, organize that for her. Anybody that would be moving, I would be going into their home, packing everything up that they need to have moved.
Now, I've got a double garage. What would you charge me to organize that?
Oh,
just kidding.
I haven't got that far.
You haven't
yet,
got that
Darren.
Far. I see. Okay.
But, yeah, that would be the kind of thing that I would do. Garages are on my list of things to do. So,
that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm really kind of excited about it, but I still am not real sure if it's just what is right for me. And I just want a little prayer said for hopefully God can guide me in the
way.
Well,
let me give you this to encourage you. A lot of times the people aren't just necessarily totally disorganized in their lifestyle. They just don't have time to do it.
Well, that's the thing.
And
yeah.
I believe that you've got, I've read about businesses like this before. And what I read, they were very successful.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I do remember reading about some lady. In fact, it was a lady went in and she just, in fact, I think I talked to her. She went in and just organized people's houses. She organized her closets, her drawers, the whole nine yards. And it was a great service for people. And I believe if you get the word out about what you're doing, you'll have clients.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that I will. I've got one already. I start on her house today. She's moving.
Oh,
and
good.
I'm going to go in and help her pack and stuff. I just am just getting it started, so I just thought, well, it wouldn't hurt to have a few extra prayers here, and Barbara and Darren are so good about that, so I'll give them a buzz.
Let me give you a suggestion. There's some of these outfits. In fact, there's one down in Inglewood where a fellow, he rents out trucks for people that are moving.
Uh-huh.
You know, that might be a place where you leave your business card. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just an idea. Also,
right.
Some of these corporations, it's a corporate move. Some of these people, some of these corporations, for example, come in and say, well, if you have a loss on your house, we, the corporation, will pick up the loss on the house and we'll move you.
Right.
That might be another option for you.
That is a good idea. Yeah. Real estate agents, I thought I would market to.
That's excellent. Excellent.
And people who do interior design, because they, a lot of times when they go in and redo somebody's home, they pack it everything
sure.
up before they redo it.
Well, you know, some people want to list their house and say, you know, my house is such a mess. I'd hate for anybody to see this mess. I
right.
think you've got a good deal. They're talking to the realtors.
Right. And I'm going to join the Chamber of Commerce so they can kind of give me ideas on how to market myself,
good.
Too.
Okay. Well,
so,
I would encourage you to spend some time in the book of Proverbs also.
I have.
Good.
I have
well, here's
the
a verse.
Proverbs and Psalms.
Mm. Here's a good one for you. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 4 says, say to wisdom, you're my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend. Mm-hmm. If I were you, I'd get up every day and I'd say, Lord, bless my day with wisdom. Bless my day with understanding. And help me to be, you know, organized and prudent with my own time here. So I can be a great blessing to the body of Christ, and God will come through for you.
I'm sure of that.
Okay.
I pray that every morning before I even put my feet on the ground.
Good. Well, you ready to pray?
So,
what are you calling your new business?
I'm going to call it Aspen Leaf Organizing and Packing Service.
Aspen as the tree aspen?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Aspen Leaf.
And I prayed about that.
Okay, let's get this straight now. Aspen Leaf, what's the next word?
Aspen Leaf Organizing and Packing Service.
Okay. All right. Have you listed that in the phone book yet?
No, I haven't. I just did the thing that you have to do with the government.
Sure.
The paper to so that you can make sure that no one else has that name.
Right. You went down and registered it.
Yeah, I did that. Good. And I'm working with a gal who is with Red Rocks Community College, and she is in charge of the Small Business Development Center through
good,
him.
Good. Sounds
talked
like you're on the right track.
4 hours the other day, and she was very helpful. So
well,
she's going to help me market.
You know, a lot of those college professors need help getting organized.
Yes, they do, and she said that.
Okay. Well, let's pray. Will that be all right?
Yes, thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Marla right now, and we ask you to bless this new business. Lord, somehow I believe you're behind this thing. I believe that your anointing is on this from the very beginning, day one. So we just list up Aspen Leaf Organizing and Packing Service right now. And Lord, we ask you to go ahead of her and to do for her what you did for Moses. Speak the name of the Lord ahead of her. And Lord, we declare that she will have more business, Father God, and she'll be turning down business and be able to be very selective in the clients that she takes on. And then, Lord, we also say that they will pay her quickly, that she won't be carrying any deadbeats. And I thank you. Keep her away from the bad accounts. In Jesus' name, we see prosperity there on the work of Marla's hands. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the
thank
Lord.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
You too.
Well, bless you. And do we have your address?
Yes you do.
Yep.
I'm our
okay.
prayer
yep.
partner.
Yes.
Tell you what I'll do. We'll make you a copy of this broadcast, and we'll send it to you.
Oh, bless your heart.
Then
thank
you can
you.
Play it back when you tend to get discouraged. Or if you tend to get discouraged, give us a call.
I will.
We'll
I wrote you guys a letter, and I mailed it yesterday.
Good.
So you should be getting that soon.
Marla, we love you.
We love you,
okay,
too.
Okay, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Let us know how you do.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, that's a business we'll keep praying for, and I'll say that to all of you that are considering a business. If we know about it, if you inform us, we'll be praying, and maybe you're in a current career, maybe you need a job change, whatever it is. If you'll let us know, Barb and I do pray for you, and we talk about you frequently, and you'd be amazed at the strange places where God brings you to mind. and would talk about it and say a prayer or shoot up some scripture for you, and it happens.
That's right. There are very strange places where we bring up names.
Sometimes we're driving down the road and say,
I was just thinking of, I was too. Well, let's just pray for them. And so we don't know what you're into, but the Lord brings you to mind. So that's a blessing.
You know, I think it's great when people have the courage to step out, Barbara, and do something they've never done before. I think that's really, really awesome.
Yes. Amen. Reading about everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord, and he will not be unpunished, but loving kindness and truth, by loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. Oh, that's so good. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. And I think of that verse, and I pray that our friends, that even when they work among people that are wicked, that their ways will be peaceful because they are reverencing the Lord in their hearts.
You know, Barbara, some of the folks that are listening to us need a job change, need a career change. I'm going to recommend that you get a King James Bible and turn to Proverbs chapter 8. And beginning in about verse 8, 9, and 10, it says, I will give you witty inventions. Mm-hmm. I'll give you new ideas.
Yes.
Some of you, that's exactly what you need. You have just, there's just a groove, you know, you're almost down, you've gone around the mountain so many times, that groove is down there, and you're almost neck deep down there in that groove.
That's right, you can hardly see over the rut.
But God, see, if you will trust him, he will move you, and he may be just standing still waiting for you to catch on, mm-hmm. and to trust him, and he'll move you right out of that.
Yes.
Hi, Kay, how are you doing today?
Hi, fine, I'm fine, you guys?
We're doing great.
That's good. I need some prayer for...
Okay.
Okay, this is my husband's nephew.
All right.
He's over 40 years old, I think. He's a lay minister, he do it, but he have some cancer, lymph node cancer in the neck. They had a 2-time surgery, and he went to Houston, Texas to do a 3rd time, and they said they can't do no more surgery because it's really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give him a 6 weeks chemotherapy. And I guess when you do 3 weeks, his teeth are going to be so bad and can't hardly eat. And I guess it's pretty painful and kind of hard.
So he doesn't believe in healing, really. He's going the doctor's route, right?
Well, he's been had surgery. I think he believes in healing because he's a born-again Christian.
Okay.
And he's a, what you call, lay man. He go churches and stuff. Preachers go somewhere. He go preaching and stuff.
Okay.
And he's a really believe in healing, I think so. Just wanted to lift him up, him and God's miracle healing.
All right. You know, I think the miracle he's going to receive is he's going to go to be with Jesus.
Yeah.
I think so. And, you know, I'd be less than honest. I believe that's what the Lord is telling me. So I'm going to pray that, I'll just pray. I'll let the Holy Spirit pray. Would that be okay, Kay?
Yes.
Father God, we lift up Kay and her husband and this nephew here, the slave minister. Father God, he's had, as you know, several operations. And now he's going the chemotherapy route. And Lord, I believe he is soon to come to be with you. So ask, Lord God, that he would put his affairs in order and that his passing, although not our first choice, not your first choice, but Lord, that he would bring his affairs in order. He would be able to minister to his family and those around him. And Lord God, don't let the devil have total victory here. And we thank you and we ask you to send angels to comfort him during this time of great challenge. And Lord, we ask you to strengthen his faith even during this time. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Can you give me some scriptures you can think of?
Well, one scripture that comes to mind, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I don't think your nephew there has the revelation of healing.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so. He wouldn't be in the situation that he's in.
Well, see, the other day I was praying him, and God gave me kind of word to talk to him and give us some scriptures and pray him. So I was going to do that, but I was going to talk to you guys to pray for him, and
sure.
I was going to call him and talk to. And I have a few scriptures in the Bible, you know, healings.
Right.
So I'm going to give it to him of that and then kind of encouraging things. And
well, here's what I would give him. Let's give him Luke 10:19.
Luke 10:19.
Right. And
okay.
You bind, it says, Jesus says, behold, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. I think the power that you need to pray right now, because many times when people are very, very sick, the
yes.
devil comes and challenges their will to give up on Jesus.
Okay.
So I would bind the devil from being able to overwhelm his faith and his will and basically his salvation faith
okay.
in Jesus, that he wouldn't okay. give in to the pain and all the circumstances, because okay. the devil's going to want him to curse God.
Okay.
So I would pray that God would strengthen his heart right now.
Okay.
See, what you've told us so far, Kay, is that he hasn't trusted God. He has trusted man's ways. He has done everything man has told him to do. And so that's why Darren is saying he feels like he's going to be with the Lord soon, because he hasn't trusted God. Do you
well,
know what I'm saying?
Yes,
he's gone to the doctor. He's let the doctors cut on him. He's let the doctors do two surgeries, and he's let the doctor doing chemotherapy.
Yeah,
and that's just not God's ways. It really
yeah.
isn't, because chemotherapy, we find out, kills more cells than it does do good.
Yeah.
And so far, what you've told us about him is that he hasn't trusted
right.
God.
Well, the most compassionate thing you can do is what I suggested here, is pray protection over his mind
yes.
and spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I believe you need to prepare for his going to be with the Lord. And, you know, even though God doesn't say we have to die sick, some believers do.
Okay.
But when they get to heaven, then that sickness is left behind.
Yes.
Yeah.
That scripture that Darren gave to you is Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind
okay.
is stayed on
Isaiah 26.
Uh-huh, 3.
Right.
Now, what verses did you have?
I have Psalm 2.
Now, what? Psalm what?
30.
Uh-huh, okay.
And verse 2.
All right.
Then Psalm 103, there's a, you know, sins forgiven, my healings, you know, God give healings.
Yes.
And I have a Psalm 107, there have a send the words to God, the words send it to healing. You know, God
yes.
send the words to healing.
Yes.
And then I have a Psalm 1919, there's a healing, See, I read it in the Korean word.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can tell you about what to say and all that.
Well, let me give you one more here.
Okay.
Psalm 119:49 says,
okay.
Psalm 119:49, remember the word to thy servant in which thou hast made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that thy word has revived me.
Yeah.
See, I believe you need to really pray that his spirit will be strong.
Then I read 1 Peter 2:20 there.
Right.
Yeah, I read it. I wanted to give that scripture.
Okay.
Now, why have you waited so long? Can I just ask you that? He's been through two surgeries, and how long has he had this?
I don't know.
Now, you should have, if you would have found that out at the beginning. See, we're finding this out at the end.
Yeah,
sad, because
I don't know how long he had it. I know he's going surgery. First, he's going surgery.
Now, when did you?
I mean, I one day fasting, pray for him mm-hmm. and stuff, but no, maybe that time I didn't know you guys.
Oh, okay.
I didn't listen to you guys, you know. So
that was a long time
years.
Ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so you
years.
Knew that. So did you give him scriptures then?
Oh, that time, no, I didn't get to talk. I talked to his mother,
okay.
and her and I agreed to fasting, pray for. And
okay.
he got come out good, and I mean, surgery come good, and I don't know how many years this has been. Maybe 10 or 15 years,
okay.
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, Kay, we'll be praying for you and for your nephew.
Thank you.
That you just strengthen him with prayer.
Yes, I know you guys are going to pray for.
Okay.
Can I ask you another thing?
Sure.
I know you got not much time. My brother, he's doing business in Los Angeles, a small kind of store. He's going to sell that. His house is going to sell it. Then he's going to make it. Kind of different place to go get different kind of business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you to pray for him. I keep telling them to just if God's will, it'll be done. You know, everything worked out.
Okay, well,
so I'll ask you guys to pray for my brother.
All right, let's pray for him right now.
Okay, thank
Father
you.
God, we lift up Kay's brother right now. He's changing his store, and there's going to be a change in his lifestyle. And Lord, we ask that you would have your will there and your way as he trusts you. And we thank you that, Father God, we can pray for your very best will for our family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
All right, Kay.
God bless you.
Well,
guys.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No, Barbara, it really is hard, and I honestly believe we gave her quality counsel. Sometimes we have to pray with, you know, where we find a situation. It's almost like we're given the leftovers and
that's
say,
right.
You know, now, that's not criticizing this person or the family, but sometimes we're called in at the last minute and they say, well, why don't you pray for healing? Well, I would be praying very probably against this man's will, because he has set his will to go the doctor's way, and that's his choice, and that's his privilege, very honestly.
Well, and now the doctors have said we can't do anymore.
Basically. So what do we pray then for this person as a believer who may not have gone the full healing route, quote unquote? I think we need to pray protection that the devil won't steal her faith.
That's right.
Because the end is near. And I think we have to be honest about that. We can be honest and loving and compassionate and pray that God will send angels to protect them, because I'll tell you, the devil is going to beat up on you until your last breath is taken.
That's right. I've seen many Christians, Darren, who they believed with all their heart that their loved one was going to get healed without asking their loved one what they thought. Or blind faith sometimes isn't faith at all. When you say, he's going to be healed, praise God, I believe in that he's going to be healed. If it's somebody else's will, you cannot really know his very heart unless you sit down with him and are intimate with him in conversation. And so many of our friends, Darren, have gotten discouraged. They've gotten bitter. They have fallen off the faith track because they believed somebody was going to be healed and they died. Well, did you investigate everything? You know, 1 Corinthians 2:13 says, investigate. The spiritual man will investigate, question, ask, inquire into. He goes the whole route of finding out what the truth is.
What we're saying is you can't violate another person's will.
You may think that death to your physical body is the worst that can happen to you, but you would be wrong. The worst thing that could happen to you is not knowing where you will go when you leave this earth to spend an eternity either in heaven or in hell. Please get your life right with God now. Ask Him to forgive you of all your sins and make Jesus the Lord of your life today. The Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again. Remember, our God reigns.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.